and then the door there is standing open. I want to find out how you should say some expression. Now, if you didn't want it open, you might tell me to get up and do what?
I just tell you to get up there and go and close the door for me.
And let's see, if you were doing some carpentry or something like that, and nailing a board in somewhere, you'd say, I took the hammer and did what?
I got the board ready and I put it in there and nailed it in with a hammer.
Yes, sir. The house, is it made out of wood, the house you grew up
in? The one I grew up in, yes, sir.
Did they have boards that kind of overlap?
They called it drop siding or clap board. That was drop siding, we called it.
And what about the top part of the house? What do you call it?
Well, that was a cottage roof on that house, or a hip roof, you'd call it. There's a hip roof and a gable roof.
What would be the difference between those two?
Well, it was built on the triangle, you see, four ridge rolls up, and the gable just has one.
Now, what would you call the things that run along the roof there to carry the water off? What do you use?
Well, back when the bright kid was a kid, it was a water trough. And now they got the regular drainage pipe to put up there around the river. But whenever I was a kid, it was just two boards, like we called them a hog trough. And we put it up there to drain it, to keep it from running out right down in one place, wherever you wanted to. Say you wanted to, over the steps where you go in and out, that water poured off the top of the house and drowned you. Well, we'd put up a trough up there at the end of the house and make it run one way or the other.
What other buildings would you have had around besides
that? Well, you had your smokehouse, and you had your potato house, and your privy and your barn. Everything was there.
Did you ever have a special building, little building maybe for storing wood or tools like that?
No, sir. We didn't have no, not for storing wood, not here. We didn't, that wasn't necessary. We just, what we call a wood pile out there on the side, and we'd go out there and just get the wood as we'd need it and bring it in for, say we'd get in wood this evening. That was one that evening chores, you had to get wood in for the night. Well, you'd go out there and cut your wood up, your axe or saw, whatever you wanted to. And we had worlds of wood, that was no trouble. And bring in enough for the night, and that was it.
What would you call a building, say, where you just kept tools and things, kind of a small building?
Well, you'd call that the tool room or the barn.
If you had a house and you had a little room like that and they ran together, a house and a shed, and they came together like that, what would you, do you have any special name for the place where they come together? Two would come together, is there any? Or
I just don't know about that. I never did have one built like that. A lean-to, or I don't know.
Let's see. Now, in your barn, what all would you usually keep in your barn?
Well, in the barns, we kept the hay and all the corn and the peanuts and the chupas and peas, rice, everything in them barns for storage, and some of your stock you'd put them in that cold weather.
Would you ever store grain and stuff?
That was the grain.
Whereabouts would you use to store that?
In the loft part of it, and then in what we called down there at the house. Now we had two big barns down there, and we had stalls in them for your milk cows and things like that to keep them in and out of the weather. And then the wagons and your plows was in one part of it. And up overhead in the loft, what we call the loft, is where we stored the hay and stuff like that. And then there was a big room in that thing for your corn. They were enormous buildings, two of them, big ones.